Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce it to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. So today, there is, after a also longer period of time, a new episode on the channel, and it's all about future of reading, actually, because we are in the month still. It's today, it's the last day of April, and I set the April to be the month of the future of words. So this topic is just like not that it's not paying off as well as the other subjects in terms of like not in terms of money, I mean in terms of of subtopics you can like talk about a entire episode long. So today we will close that overall subject of future of words, and we will talk very, very quickly about the future of reading. So I'll talk about deep reading, what deep reading means, why it is important, and why we are like in danger to lose that ability when it comes to the changements of digital society, new medias, etc. So just let's start. Have fun. So, as always, I have found an article, and that article is from the magazine Psychology Today. It sounds like a very very interesting magazine, because it's all about psychology, and I'm really into psychology. I've also thought about studying psychology, because I think it's really interesting, and it opens many, many doors that people haven't known that actually exist before. So, it's all about Marianne Wolf and her theory about deep reading. So, what is the baseline? We are reading. Okay, that's nothing new. We're reading every day. We're reading not only like books, or I'd even say that few people still read books. I don't know how about you. I love reading books. I try to read a book a week, but I think I have the like sensation that really, really few people actually still keep reading books continuously. So I think that there are not a lot of people who read like more than 10 books a year, actually. I have also read in a book of Tony Robbins that only 10% of all books that are purchased by people are read further than the first chapter. So imagine how much money is spent on so many books that are not read further over the further than the first chapter. I cannot imagine this. I cannot like understand. If I purchase a book, even if it's complete bullshit, I read the first sentence and I'm thinking like, oh my god, what have I bought here? At least I skim it. I skip passages, but okay, different topic. But we see reading is something that even if it's not books, but it's like messages, it's like social media posts, it's like emails, blah. Reading is something that we cannot imagine our world to be without. So there are people now that are saying like, with the rise of voice technology, reading gets irrelevant. This is very radical, and I don't know if I cannot say, even experts cannot say, if this is a perspective that is realistic, But that's also not what I want to talk about today, because today I'd like to concentrate on something totally different, and this is deep reading. And there we come back to the article with Marianne Wolf. It's a interview of Psychology Today. They are interviewing her and they are asking her how she defines deep reading, and she gives a example here. Baby shoes. Never worn. A picture of baby shoes with little shoelaces appears in our minds. We make a gut-wrenching inference. Likely the baby wasn't born. We're making a empathetic move. Because, I forgot something to say. That's not understandable if I say it like that. But if I, if I add something before the baby shoes, for sale. So there is something like you look on, eBay for sale baby shoes never worn, and we are like combining our associations. Baby shoes never worn, oh my god, likely the baby wasn't born. We're making an empathetic move. That's the point she makes here, and these are deep reading processes. So this is deep reading. It's not only like information in the text goes over my my eyes, over my brain, over my nerves, into my head, into my processing blah. My god, I'm really not a neurologist, but I'd like to be. when that way is done, so we are not only getting the information in there, but we are adding something. And this is something that a German German teacher, her name was Vera Birkenbiel, that she said there is information and there is X formation. So obviously the word X formation does not exist. So at least in Germany, I don't know if in English the word X formation exists, but it's a like a new word created by her. And what is X formation? X formation is the like the non-informative part of a information. This is a bit paradox and ridiculous. It might seem ridiculous to some of you, but in information there is not only information but also X-formation. So that's the X-formational baseline that we're talking about here. And every sentence you are reading contains X-formation. And X-formation is, in the case, in our example here, is that the baby, for example, that might not have been born, that we're sad about that. And that feeling that the neutral information that baby shoes never worn are for sale, the neutral information that causes that feeling in ourselves, that's the X-formational part of the information. And that's deep reading. So when we are talking about social media, we see, or that's the statement of Marianne Wolf here, we see X-formational parts of information to disappear. This is sad, actually. Also, it's subjective now, but I think this to be quite sad, because In many social media posts, I think this is not the case, but I think she has a point here, because it's not the way, it's actually not the way of articulation of social media posts. That's not the case. It's following thing. She says, when we spend 6 to 12 hours a day reading on screens, this is what many people nowadays do, We develop a tendency to read quickly and superficially. This is also what I have to admit here. This is also what I do, because I do not read a book a week when some books have 700 to 800 pages I read. I cannot read 800 pages a week when, like, thinking about every word I read. I do skim. I do skip passages to tire out in the least amount of time, the most amount of information. Because I'm focused when I'm reading, I'm focused on the informational part. But that's how I get lost about the exformational part. And that's how I get lost about the training of empathy. This is something that we see with very ambitious readers. I would define myself as an ambitious reader when talking about my reading. Habits. That's what I want to say. My reading habits. In that way, I see I'm not a reader that is focused on training her empathy when reading. I'm focused on tiring a lot of information out of the books I read, and in the most efficient way. She says here, Marianne Wolfe actually says the exact opposite of it. She says it's the loss of exformation and the speed reading blah we only see that with social media, online reading, emails reading, and all the new media stuff. I don't think this is the case, actually. I don't think, because she goes on with saying calm down, Leah. A book literally slows us down. We have to turn the pages and encourages us to go back and reread. The words have more permanence. German words slipping out of my mouth here. sorry for that. What I want to say is, I don't agree totally here. I think it's the case with most of people, with the majority of reading people. Like, I think that most of the people read differently on screen than on than they read books. Me not. Okay, so I might be kind of an exception here, but I think you get it. So, if you guys also read books, what are you? Are you more kind of a speed reader like me, or are you more kind of a Marianne Wolfe reader that goes back pages, slip in, blah, going backwards and reread everything to understand better because books slow you down? So, what kind of reader are you? That's what I'm like really interested in. So tell me about that. Otherwise, I've finished with the article now. So this is what I really wanted to talk about today, because I think it's a self-critique here, because I am aware of the of the loss of empathy training that I that I accept when reading that first. So maybe we should think about it, maybe not. What do you think about it? I'm really interested in your opinion. So guys, that's it for today. Sorry for speaking so fast today, but I'm kind of in a hurry because I have had my first final exam today, first of five in total. So in Germany we have, when we are graduating from high school, yes, we are we're having five different very big kind of exams, and I had the first in German today. I'm so happy to have finished, and on Friday it's maths, and the next week it's French. So there's kind of a lot of to do, so I'm kind of in a stressful situation in the moment. So this is also why there are not that many podcast episodes going online in the last days and also in the upcoming days, but we are still keeping pace, and I promise to do at least, okay, I say now, at least five podcast episodes in May. So this is my goal. I upload at least five podcast episodes in May, and May, this is also what I already can say here, May will be, and I've also planned that one, will be all about the future of traveling. So you guys can look forward to this, I think. And now I wish you a very nice day, and we will hear each other next time.